This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street, Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, I've considered it for quite a period of time, but what sort of sent me right to the decision was this latest decision by the council about carbon credits and the way it's being handled. And people have been saying to me, actually, around the streets, Bruce, is you've got to do something about this. It isn't right. Will you run?
Now, you were in council before?
Yes, I was in the last council up until 2016, or the first council after de-amalgamation with Cairns.
So some people might say you're a glutton for punishment, Bruce C.
They could do that. A couple of them have.
So, look, you obviously feel strongly. So why are you bothering? You obviously are very passionate about some issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm passionate about the actual Shire, Douglas Shire. And I've always been passionate about politics, actually. And I followed very closely. And I've been closely associated with state politics for about 20-odd years, maybe longer than that, with my father as well.
So what do you want to bring to council at this next election, which, by the way, is in March?
Just a couple of things I can think of. And the first thing I want to talk about is moderate development in the Shire. At this stage, the council at its very best is very negative towards any development. Now, what a moderate development can do is a few things. And when I say moderate develop, I don't mean turning Port Douglas into a Gold Coast. I mean keeping it basically the same, but allowing some moderate development, which will actually create jobs in the Shire, in the building industry, which I'm very tied up in. I have been for quite some time, 40 years or more. And it will also increase the rate base. Now, in increasing the rate base, you have more people paying the existing rates, which makes it a lot easier for the people, and it keeps the rate down. The more people there are here, the bigger the rate base, the less the rates become when they're spread over the whole lot.
I understand.
At this particular moment, I think if somebody new wants to build a house in Douglas Shire, you've got three choices. You've got either Cooya Beach, or Cooya Beach. And having said that, you know, Cooya Beach has been developed in a very sensible way. It's been developed in stages, and each stage is opened up when the previous one is just about full. Very, very well done.
Well, why haven't we got, do you feel, moderate development?
Yeah, moderate development has to be done in any community, because in the long term, a community that doesn't develop cannot survive. I think mainly because the council don't see that development helps the Shire. They're dead against it because of their radical green views, and also because the town plan that they put out, the town plan now is completely unworkable. The green overlays just make it too hard for a developer to come in and pass all the, what they call the laws in the town plan, to be able to develop anything here at all.
If you don't have development, you don't have sensible development, then your economy goes down the tube.
Absolutely, yeah. You just can't survive. Like I said before, the Shire can't survive without development. It brings more people in, they spend more money. Having said that, the very worst decision that the council has made in the last 4 years is to not let the over 55s retirement village go. That would have kept a lot of people here that wanted to downsize their homes, would have kept them here spending money, and a lot of those people over 55 still working. So it was just a decision that was, I thought, was completely wrong. The over 55's retirement village is a place where people go when their family's gone, they want to downsize their house because it's getting a bit too large to and they want to stay here in Port Douglas and live, and That's what they should be doing.
It seems to me, just on the surface, that you know, those over 55s right here is a no-brainer.
It just astounded me that it didn't. It'd keep all those people here, it'd keep all of them happy, keep some of them working, keep the money in the Shire. But, of course, all the lame duck excuses came up why it shouldn't be built. and all ridiculous excuses, you know, but I just don't know. It's just flabbergasting why it didn't go ahead.
What are the other things?
Well, I'd like to see a new subdivision opened up for residential living somewhere, or maybe a couple, but they have to be done the right way. They have to be opened up so that they couple up with the growth rate of the shire, not go overboard. Like, you don't open a subdivision up with 1,000 blocks ready to be built on. It's just such, if you put it in stages, yeah, you know, and open up a small stage so that it's developed at a reasonable rate, a very moderate rate.
Is there areas that you could imagine that could happen in the Douglas Shire, and if so, where?
Yeah, there would be areas on the east and the west side of the main road that could be developed, that cane farmers may want to sell part of their property, a few acres of their properties, because they're getting out of their cane farms eventually, and that's what could happen there, and it just opens up a little bit more for the people. In March next year, I will be putting my hand up to nominate for council once again, and I really hope that I get the backing that I want. Yeah, that'll be good.
Now, I hate using the A word, age, but how old are you now?
72.
Yeah. You still think you got the ticker for it?
Yeah, absolutely. I try and keep it as fit as I can.
Good. You look fit. You really do. And you've got a sharp brain, Bruce. The times that I've spoken to you and debated a couple of things just privately and what have you, you've always been you've been very sharp. So the mind's still ticking over.
Yeah, and I think that's because I still work. I'm still dedicated to my building design business. And every day you do that keeps your brain working. It keeps you younger in the head.
So you don't mind doing it all again, cutting and thrusting in council?
No, not at all.
Well, a twinkle came in your eye then, and a smile, a wry smile. So you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, absolutely. And even between now and March next year, I think there's a hell of a lot that will be done. I think it's going to be a pretty nasty sort of an election in March next year, and I think I've got to be ready for that. And when I was in council last time, actually, I was in a similar position to what Councillor Michael Kerr's in now, in that he hasn't any traction because the vote is always against him. So that's I had to take my hat off to him to stand up that and take it for this long. You know, I'd like to really get in there and help him out, and I just hope what I'm doing right now may take some of the pressure off him that these people are putting on him.
You mentioned just then that it's going to be a bit of a dirty campaign. Now, I've heard that myself. Where do you think the dirt will be thrown, and who'll throw it?
Oh, basically, I think it will come from the Radical Greens, and in the way that they've been doing things, and yeah, all those things come into it. Green collar, the tie with Mike Berwick, that's the string that has to be cut. And I think that's because most of the decisions made by the DSSG are made by only a very few people. And there's two of those people that are on DSSG are councillors right now, the mayor and one other councillor.
We have councillors like Michael Kerr's, Port Douglas, Summer Mossman, I guess Daintree as well. Do you see yourself representing one particular part of the Douglas Shire?
No, not at all, Paul. Like the last time I was there, you represent the whole Shire, the Shire as a whole, and you're available to everybody. People over the river, on the northern beaches, Mossman, Port Douglas, Wangetti, you talk to all of them. And that's where you get your information to be able to carry on anyway.
So where do you go when you walk out of the studio? I guess you'll be then drumming up votes.
That's highly likely, yeah.
So if you walked up, the very first person you walk up to after you leave these studios today, what would you say to them?
Yeah, if they're a ratepayer and if you've got a few minutes, yeah, I'll talk to you about what's going wrong with which direction the Shire is going in. I think it's heading in the wrong direction slightly at the moment. I'd like to put that straight.
Bruce Clark, good luck with your campaign. I'll be talking to, I'll bring you back into the studio in March or leading up to the election, because I want to get every candidate in here. And I mean everybody will be invited into the studio. I don't want phone calls from anybody. They've got to eyeball me and have a chat to me. So around about March, I'll see you back in the studio. Meanwhile, good luck with your campaign. And as I said before, you know, you've done it all before, but you've got the ticket to do it again. And good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Paul. Thanks for having me here, and thanks for listening to me.